Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of encouraging yourself. And we're going to be specifically talking about encouraging yourself in the Lord. We've been talking about encouraging yourself against the enemy. We've talked about the fact that the devil is your adversary. We talked about the fact that we have authority over him, that when we release the power of God through the Word of God in the name of Jesus, we take dominion over his works. We have to be aware of his devices. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. We must understand his wiles. We must understand that he will try to come and hinder you, but you must not give any place to him. He says, I'm going to destroy, but praise God, we've got the weapons of warfare that are mighty through God that will pull down the strongholds of the enemy. We can decree the word of God, and it will come to pass. We can command the work of his hands. We've been given authority to bind, to loose, to cast out, to speak to mountains, and praise God, it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And we're going to enter into it. We're going to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And praise God, God is going to bruise Satan under our feet. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, David was in a situation where the enemies had come and they had taken his wives, they'd taken his children, they'd taken all their goods. And they had come and burned the city, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When negative things come to you, or when a bad report comes, you must immediately encourage yourself. And the only way you're going to do it is in the Lord your God. You aren't going to be able to do it within yourself, because with you, yourself, you can do nothing. But with him, you can do all things. Whenever a negative situation comes, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Draw nigh unto the Lord and start to encourage yourself. Get in the presence of God. Get in the Word of God and start encouraging yourself in the Lord your God. Psalms 23, verse 6, the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You need to get in the Word and start thinking on that. Praise God, goodness and mercy is following me. God is on my side, and he's going to help me in this situation. Psalms 84, verse 11, the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace. That's his favor and glory. That's his presence. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. When you walk uprightly in line with God's word, he's not going to hold any good thing back from you. He's going to help you, and he's going to cause you to overcome. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? You need to encourage yourself in the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, God's for us. If we're born again and we're in fellowship with him and walking in his ways, then who could successfully be against us? Because God has given you authority over the enemy. The Bible says, and he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God will give you the promises of God. Remember, the promises of God are yea, and in him, amen. Therefore, all of us. There's no maybes, there's no not for you, but for some people. God's no respecter of persons. He has given you the promises of God, and all the promises of God are yea, and in him, and so be it. It's the truth. You need to take hold of the promises and know that God's on your side. Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength. Do you need strength right now? Come to the Lord. Do you need one who's going to be your refuge? Come to the Lord. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Call upon the Lord. He will deliver you in time of trouble. Come to the Lord and look to him. Draw nigh to him. Get in the Word and he will strengthen you. The Bible says the Lord is the strength of your life, and you need to start drawing that strength from him. Praise God. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we've been made a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become new. And in verse 21, it says, he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You need to realize I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been made the righteousness of God. I'm in a position of authority, and God is going to come and bring forth His promises in my life. Praise God. The Bible says in Romans 8 that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You're a joint heir with Him. You have an inheritance. It's all the promises of God. They belong to you. And God wants you to encourage yourself and get in the Word and find out what the promises are. The Bible says we have an inheritance reserved in heaven for us. It belongs to us. We're joint heirs with Jesus. He was an heir of all things. That makes you an heir of all things as well. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says that He has quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace we're saved, and He's raised us up together, and He's made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That means you are in a position of authority, and you can overcome the situations that come against you. You need to realize the blessings of God belong to you. In fact, in Ephesians 1, verse 3, the Bible says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." He already has blessed you, but you must realize all the blessings are spiritual blessings. See, the Word of God is spiritual law, and you are going to take hold of the spiritual laws, the spiritual blessings that belong to you, that have already been given to you, with the Word of God when you pray a prayer of faith. Praise God. That's why you come and you pray the Word. You speak forth the Word and you believe you receive those promises of God, and those spiritual blessings that you've been blessed with will become natural realm blessings in your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Are any of the works of the enemy coming against you, the law of sin and death? God says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. You need to encourage yourself. Praise God, the law of the Spirit of life is working in me, and it's driving out sickness and disease, it's driving out oppression, it's driving out all the works of the enemy. It is causing me to experience the life of God, the peace of God, the health of God, the prosperity of God, His blessings in my life. Praise God. You can encourage yourself in these areas and overcome. Are you battling an area of sin in your life? Romans chapter 6, verse 11 says, "Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then in verse 12 it says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." Why? Because sin has no more dominion over you, the Bible says. God has given you authority over the works of the enemy, and that includes sin. You don't have to fall into sin. You can draw nigh to the Lord and declare what the Word says. Jesus overcame sin. He said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." He spoke the Word of God, and He extinguished the fiery darts of the wicked. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. And if we'll learn to watch and pray, we will not enter into the temptations of the enemy. Very important. Do you have sickness and disease in your body? What's the Bible say? Matthew 8:17 says Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That means that healing has legally been accomplished for you. This is past tense, Peter looking back on the cross, what Jesus has already accomplished, that healing was already accomplished, and it is our right in Christ. Therefore, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive. We can pray a prayer of faith and receive the healing power of God. James 5:14 says, "Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. They're going to anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. They're going to pray a prayer of faith, and the Lord will raise them up." They're going to be healed, and they're going to be set free. Praise God. God is a healer, and if you need healing from sickness and disease in your body, you need to get to a place where you receive His healing power. Act on the Word. Start taking hold of it. If you need some help, give us a call. We minister healing to people and help people get set free from things all the time. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, the Bible says, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich." And Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Are you having problems financially? God is your source. He's the one who took away the poverty so that you could have the abundance. He's the God who will meet your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Of course, you got to come in line with His laws. The Bible says you got to be a tither and a giver of offerings. If you don't tithe and give of offerings, you're cursed with a curse, Malachi chapter 3. But if you will bring all the tithes and the offerings unto the Lord, it says you prove Him in this area, He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing there's not even room enough to receive, and He will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And as you sow, surely you're going to reap. You need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Start looking to God as your source. He will meet all your needs. Are you having problems with fear? Are you having problems in your mind? The Bible says God's not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the Bible says that He will deliver you out of the hand of your enemies, and you can serve Him without fear. Fear is from the enemy. He's redeemed you from fear, and you can walk in victory. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, fear not. You can cast out those spirits of fear and resist that fear and overcome it. Many times these fear problems are rooted in demonic spirits, and you need to get delivered from these spirits of fear. And we can help you with that. Just give us a call, and we'll make an appointment with you and help you get set free. Praise God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. That means legally we've been redeemed from the curse. Experientially, that occurs when we take authority over the works of the enemy and drive out all of the curses, which is all the effects of sin. A curse is the effect of sin. See, Jesus became a curse for us, so we don't have to bear away the curse anymore. Now the blessing of Abraham comes on us through Jesus Christ. You see, whatever your problem is you're dealing with, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord with the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. Realize that you are in a position of authority. Realize that the Lord is your source. He's your help in time of trouble. God's for you. He will come on the scene and help you. The law of the Spirit of life now, operative through the Word, has made you free from the law of sin and death. You can overcome sin. You can overcome sickness. You can overcome lack and poverty. You can overcome fear. You can overcome anything that the enemy brings at you, which is a part of the curse because of what Jesus has done for you. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Rise up in the Word and start taking authority and walk in victory and overcome in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.